How many times have we heard the gospel in which Jesus calls the 12 apostles? It almost seems like we could go through them and name them by memory. We've heard it a lot. But oftentimes when we read these scriptures with a special attention to what God wants to say to us, we always find something new, something fresh. What stood out to me today was something really simple. And I found myself asking a very common question. Namely, what did the apostles do? What was their main task presented here from Mark the Evangelist? It's really simple. The apostles, it says, were with Jesus so that he might send them forth to preach. When we think of apostles, we think of being sent out. That's literally what the word means, to be sent. But before they were sent, something else had to happen. Namely, they needed to be with Jesus. So in some ways, their greatest task was to remain with the Lord before they were sent out. Now, you and I might not be sent out to the 12 tribes of Israel to preach the gospel just as they were. However, no matter what our task is to preach the gospel in our own culture, in our own families, in our own world, something else needs to happen first, and for many of us, it has. That's why we're here this morning. That we know the ultimate task of an apostle is to remain with the Lord, to be with him. Let's keep that in mind, that our greatest possession, the thing that enables us to do what God wants to do through us, is that he himself is our greatest possession. That friendship with him, that a relationship with him is what fuels everything. The apostles didn't choose Jesus as a one-time thing. It's something that had to happen throughout their lives. And we know, because of the very last apostle named Judas Iscariot who betrayed him, that we can lose Christ at times. We can lose him as our greatest possession. Let's make sure that we are convinced, that we are convicted, that we know that Jesus is our greatest possession. And if we have him, then we have everything.